This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. After being shuttered since 2018, Winnipeg's Pantages Playhouse Theater is one step closer to a comeback. The proposed restoration project, estimated at $62 million, is gaining momentum thanks to a $15 million commitment from the Manitoba government. Premier Wobkanu says this investment reflects both a cultural and economic opportunity for the province.
And we have a vision for a downtown that's safe and friendly and welcoming, where the safety is advanced by bringing more people downtown, having a critical mass of Winnipegers and Manitobans being patrons to the arts. And so when there's a great group of people advancing a project like this, it's easy to say yes to that kind of investment.
Built in 1914, the Pantages has stood on Main Street for over a century. Originally a vaudeville house, it once hosted global icons like Charlie Chaplin and Harry Houdini. Long before television and radio, theaters like this were the heart of live entertainment in Winnipeg. Minister of Sport, Culture and Heritage, Nellie Kennedy, says restoring the building is key to preserving that legacy while creating new opportunities.
This investment will help modernize the facility while preserving the heritage features that makes it so incredibly special. We are here today because we believe that a strong and dynamic cultural sector enriches the lives of Manitobans. We all recognize that culture contributes to our health and well-being, and that it helps us build strong and engaged communities.
But bringing the theater into the modern day won't happen overnight. The project still faces years of work, continued fundraising, and careful planning. Kurt Vosen, chair of the Performing Arts Consortium of Winnipeg, PAC, says it's taken time, but they're finally on the right track.
This is a project that's been a lot of years in the making, more years than I would have liked to have seen, but it's here in a very material way. We have traction, and we're going to go forward with great resolve and focus to see this project to its conclusion.
The project will transform the Pantages into a modern, multi-use performance venue while maintaining its historic character. Vosen says they hope the space will host hundreds of events each year, drawing thousands of people back to the downtown core.
We want to be a material part of downtown revitalization. We want to reanimate this corner. We want to program this theater successfully for 250 to 300 plus days and nights a year, and bring over 1,000 people downtown back to our core, back to our city, and have them feel comfortable and involved in what is really a remarkable downtown, and will be as we go forward again.
The Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra, a partner with PAC Winnipeg, is also playing a major role in the redevelopment. CEO Angela Birdsell says the project is now entering detailed design phases, including environmental, remediation, and preliminary demolition work.
We're looking at basically 30 months out from construction drawings. So right now, I think our earliest timeline is 2029 to open.
However, there's still much more funding needed. Birdsell says they are now turning to the federal government for support.
And we have a very ambitious ask in front of the federal government right now. We feel that it's great timing. This is a shovel-ready project. It's a community-significant project. It's going to be a creative hub for not just the WSO, but communities all across city. And so we urge you all to pick up the phone and call your MPs or write to your MPs and please let them know how important this project is for the city of Winnipeg and the province of Manitoba.
Historians are also watching this project closely. Gordon Goldsborough of the Manitoba Historical Society says the Pantages is a rare surviving example of early theater architecture in Winnipeg.
The fellow that started the chain named most of them after himself. His last name was Pantages. And the one here in Winnipeg was a good example of the genre. It was a spectacular building. Well, no, it was, is a spectacular building. But unfortunately, like a lot of theaters around the city, this is another example of, you know, a category of building that was once common is now much less common. There were, of course, many theaters around Winnipeg because that was how people got their entertainment.
Goldsborough noted, projects like this highlight the importance of creative reuse, adapting historic spaces rather than demolishing them.
Yeah, this is often the worry of building owners. They feel that somehow they have to preserve it exactly as it was. And, you know, that's always nice if it can be preserved in that way. But I think creative reuse is a fundamentally important thing to keep in mind, that you can honor the past, but still change the buildings. Like, they don't have to remain precisely as they were when they were built.
He adds that while cities continue to grow and densify, preserving architectural heritage must remain part of the conversation. When completed, the Pantages redevelopment could become a model for how cities balance modernization with preservation, breathing new life into historic spaces while keeping their stories alive. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.